This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Jeannie Plate passed away on the final day of February. She was known to many people traveling through Western Illinois, even though most of them never met her or even spoke with her. She became popular because of a simple gesture. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger has this remembrance of the patron saint of cornfield commuters.
For school year after school year, Jeannie Plate was the volunteer crossing guard lady at Route 67 and Main Street in Good Hope. The village of around 400 souls is about 10 miles north of Macomb. Route 67 narrows from a four-lane highway to a two-lane road through Good Hope, but it still carries a lot of traffic, whether it be hog trucks or students going to and from Western Illinois University or commuters going to and from work. Jeannie stationed herself across the street from West Prairie North Elementary School, and she was not much taller than some of the grade school students, yet she was a real live wire.
One boy said, "You know, you're so little to be so bossy."
Most of the boys and girls in this rural consolidated school district take the bus or are driven to school by a parent or guardian. The children Jeannie helped cross the street were few and far between. So to keep on her toes, Jeannie started waving at drivers passing by. Each and every driver on a highway that can get fairly busy.
My brother was the one that was behind that, he said. You know, because it's boring, you know, waiting on the kids and, you know. And he said, "Well, why don't you wave at people and see how many people wave at you?" So he called me a few weeks later and he said, Hey, have a good day. He said, "Hey, sis." He said, "How many people waved at you?" I said, "It wasn't how many people waved at me that I could count. It was how many that didn't."
Jeannie was there every school day, wearing her reflective safety vest with a traveler's mug of coffee nearby, making sure children crossed the street safely and drivers received a friendly wave. Because many people drive the same route every day, Jeannie had her regulars.
This guy always yells at me, "Hey! Have a good day." He's my sister's husband's relative of some kind.
She even had nicknames for some.
Yeah, I wave at her every day. I call her Kia Lady.
And some of the drivers were, once upon a time, children Jeannie helped cross the street.
He pulled over and he says, "There's someone I want you to meet." And it was his daughter.
So you've made lifelong friends with some of the children.
Yes. And it's been wonderful. You know, it's been great.
What about drivers, people who just go by? Have you made friends just from waving?
One gal, she lived up around the Quad Cities, and she was going to Western, and every day she kept saying to her husband, "I'm just going to quit." You know, the drive was just getting to her. She says, "My husband gave me something to give you, and he gave me a present and money." And she said, "He told me to give this to you because every day said I was going to quit, and then there you were." And I would go home, and he'd say, "Well, was the lady there at the crossing?" And she said, yes. And so that, you know, she said that helped her kid stay in school.
You ever have days when it's raining real hard or snowing or real cold and you wonder, why am I doing this?
No, because people are nicer. People are nicer when the weather's bad. I had coffee. I had, hey, somebody brought me they'd been baking cookies, and they bought me a dozen cookies. And people are really, really super nice when the weather's bad.
Jeannie's health turned bad a bit more than a year ago. She was no longer able to handle her volunteer duties, no longer able to stand at the corner where she had been a fixture, waving to those driving through town. Jeannie Plate's obituary notes she ran a beauty shop for 50 years, and she served on the Good Hope Village Board. And, of course, it refers to her as the Good Hope Crossing Guard. The obituary says, quote, "Most will remember her for her big smile and friendly wave," unquote. And she is remembered. After her death, people left flowers at the corner, plus a large pink ribbon that's clearly visible from the highway. Jeannie Plait was 73, and you get the sense she felt the joy in every moment of those years, especially when she was at her corner, greeting everyone driving through town.
I've enjoyed it.
I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.